Please donate. All my listeners and subscribers, please donate. Obviously, I'm homeless. I have nothing. The Zionist Jews have taken everything from me. My daughter, my car, my house, my body to jail. So please find it in your heart, if you're able, to donate. Cash App is $SaveOceanTaylor. And I'm going to do my part. If you guys do donate, I'm going to do my part, make more podcasts, and have people and that are going through similar situations with the family court corruption. I'm going to start doing more interviews because this seems like this should be the only thing that's valuable to my time. And obviously, to get my daughter back, number one, and number two, to figure out solutions to get our children back from these monsters, the Zionist Jews in America. This is our land. These are our children. They belong to us. They don't belong to the state. So if you are aligning yourself with me and my mindset that our children belong to us, then you're on the winning side. And the other side is obviously going to be rebuked strongly. So thank you for listening and aligning to the positive energy that I have for our children. And it's all love and helping each other and respect. So the courts do not respect us, and we have to change that. Thank you for listening. I love you all. Share this message. Donate. Subscribe. Thank you.
Okay, can I please get a receipt of the amount that you guys are asking?
I can write down what we're asking through today.
I would need a bill, a statement. And then just that you guys are refusing to release my vehicle for a $500 payment.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got $500. I just took a loan out, so that's the best I can do. You guys are gonna get $500 for a tow. I mean, that's more than enough. So if you guys want to refuse it, please just write down that you refuse my $500 offer.
I'll
go public with it as best as I can. You know what I mean? You guys are gonna do what you're doing. I'm trying to be very civil. I'm being more than fair. $500. You're refusing. Just please put that down that you what you want and that you refuse the $500 bill. I don't have $800. I just took a loan out. I can't even go to work. Okay, I'm doing the best I can. I'm offering you guys a serious offer here, $500 for one tow. It's less than 2 miles where you towed it from.
Let me explain something to you, though. If we do this for you, it sets a precedence.
Uh-huh.
Nobody has money.
Right.
I mean, there are people that have money, but normally people don't have money.
Yeah.
But we're still conducting, and we're still providing a service, we're still keeping the lights on, we're still paying salaries.
Sure, but you're not going to justify over a $1,000 bill for me. I'm not going to allow that.
But you'll be here the day after.
Yeah, with no money. I just got arrested.
$300
I'm sorry?
It was only like $300.
And where was I going to come up with that? I just got out of jail. I just took a loan.
But what makes you different than everybody else that we tow that doesn't have money?
What makes you allowed to charge $1,000? Because you have a non-consent form right here, right?
That's your
advertisement.
That's your rates at, yeah.
All right, man.
We would charge more money.
You don't want my $500? That's fine.
I can't accept that right now because it's not fair to everybody else that paid the full bill. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, what if there was another person standing in this office right now?
All I know is you guys make more than enough money. Your tow bill, your expense for a half a mile down the road, maybe $50 tops, you're going to get 10 times your money. You're refusing it.
You know how much the trucks cost?
I'm sorry?
You know how much the trucks cost?
Not $500. Not for that little tow you got me for.
You know how much your insurance cost?
Listen, $500.
You cannot rationally tell me what my profit should be without knowing my expenses.
Okay. But it's okay. A non-consent tow. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the rates are set by the county, and we offered you a discount before.
Yeah. Just please write down that you refused my $500.
I'm going to give you, this is what the bill is.
Yeah, I need that.
The problem is right on there, bill is not paid for. That's it.
Yeah.
We are not here to, this is not mandatory. Do the best we can, the bid offers, he's a sovereign citizen.
I said it was offered $800 at.
It's called sovereign, not sovereign citizen. Get it right. And I just need to grab my license plate, which is my property.
Do you have proof showing that you own the car?
Yeah.
Where's the proof?
What do you mean, where's the proof? Pull the license plate. It's registered
to
me.
That's not how we do it. You have your driver's license and
the
insurance card.
It's registered to me.
The registration.
Huh?
Either the insurance card.
For my license plate, I can call the police and they'll give it to me. Is that what you want? Let me call the police. They'll give it to me, trust me.
Okay, until you can show that it's your car, I can't let you.
Yeah, I could show the police if you want to be difficult. I just want my license plate.
Let him call the cops and just leave him alone now. That's it. Sorry, Johnny, can I help
you? Sorry about that. Okay. Hold on
1 second. You want to see my insurance? I can show you my insurance.
And your driver's license. Second.
first phone number.
Who's Koenig?
I beg your pardon?
Officer Koenig, who's that?
That would be officer, the officer that authorized it. The officer that authorized it.
That's not one of your company?
No.
Okay.
Why would one of our companies be called officer? Here's this back. Let's walk out to the car and get the driver's the license plate.
Okay.
You got something to take it off with?
I could twist the screw. I just have to take a picture of this real quick. This is your non-consent information, which I don't agree to. Okay.
I don't know what makes you guys think that because you put it on a dirt road, it's worth $1,000 for car. That's criminal activity.
You don't have to pay nothing. You can go ahead and get your license plate.
Oh, and I need to know when you guys are having the auction because by law, I have the right to
come
back.
They've already told you that.
I'm sorry?
They told you that before when you called Consumer Affairs.
And it's on the premises here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the starting price is the price that's due on the car.
Okay, and then what happens when nobody pays for that?
Then we own the car.
Okay, and then what happens when I place a lien on the car?
You can't.
Why can't I?
Because you can't.
Says who?
I already looked
it up.
Okay,
I know
well
I can't.
Then if you looked it up, why are we even having this conversation?
Well, I just wanna watch people lie to me. Thank you.
Gardens Towing of Transport, Riviera Beach, refused $500 settlement for a fucking tow from a mile away.
Please donate. All my listeners and subscribers, please donate. Obviously, I'm homeless. I have nothing. The Zionist Jews have taken everything from me. My daughter, my car, my house, my body to jail. So please find it in your heart. If you're able to donate, Cash App is $SaveOceanTaylor. And I'm going to do my part. If you guys do donate, I'm going to do my part and make more podcasts and have people and that are going through similar situations with the family court corruption. I'm going to start doing more interviews because this seems like this should be the only thing that's valuable to my time. And obviously, to get my daughter back, number one, and number two, to figure out solutions to get our children back from these monsters, the Zionist Jews in America. This is our land. These are our children. They belong to us. They don't belong to the state. So if you are aligning yourself with me and my mindset that our children belong to us, then you're on the winning side. And the other side is obviously going to be rebuked strongly. So thank you for listening and aligning to the positive energy that I have for our children. And it's all love and helping each other and respect. So the courts do not respect us, and we have to change that. Thank you for listening. I love you all. Share this message. Donate. Subscribe. Thank you.